And I asked the Lord one time years ago, I guess I've only taught this four or five times. I asked him, what's a helpmeet? And he said to me, one who doesn't hinder. Women can be a nuisance. You guys agree with that? Got two brave souls out there. Now, on the medical side, I don't know too much about medicine, even though I teach healing, I am learning. Men only use one half of their brain. You knew that, didn't you? That's true. Women use two halves and seem to have an interchange between the halves. That's why they're fickle. That's why they're up and down. That's why they're emotional. Because they got this concert between both sides of their brain. Now, one thing that hinders a marriage is when you try to make your husband respond as you think he should respond. And I tell you, he can't do it. Because he's only using half of his brain. Do you know you find something you really like, you're enthused about it, it's the right size, it's the right color, it's the right style, whatever. And I say, do you like that? And I say, oh, look at that, Wayne, look at that. He always says, yeah, it's good. Uh-huh. Ain't that what you get? Uh-huh. And if I'm aggravated about something, I say, I can't believe she said that. And I'm so disgusted, and he'll say, yeah, probably shouldn't happen. No emotion, no passion. Now he's learned, I'll say, hey, do you like that? And he'll say, I love it. Oh, but he didn't mean it. He's just doing that for me. Now, when it comes to things of the Spirit and things of God, women tend to respond with melodrama. God is here. And when the man doesn't do that, she thinks, well, he's not very spiritual. He's not tuned in. He must not have been listening. What's wrong with him? He hadn't prayed today. He didn't read his Bible today. Honey, did you read your Bible today? Isn't that what you did? Shame on you. And you no longer were a helper or a helpmeet. You were a hindrance. Now, I don't know about every man. I only know one really well. If you pressure Wayne Cumbie, if we're going to play football, put it in that concept, and we're out on the field and we're going to have a game, and you put the pressure on Wayne, he leaves the field. And you needn't look for him in the stands. He's gotten his car and he's driven off. And when you put the pressure on him to be spiritual, see, you're saying be spiritual like I think you should be spiritual. I think I should see certain characteristics in you. And I don't see those, so I know you didn't pray. And you became a hindrance and a barrier to his growth in God. You hurt him. The other day they called on Wayne to pray. Now, we had gone to this meeting and we had both gotten up same time, had our bowl of cereal, gotten dressed, you know, gone to the meeting. I know what has happened. I know he's not spiritual. I knew that because I was there when we ate the cereal, when we put on our clothes, you know, and got the car cranked and all that, put the dogs out, you know, I was there. So I know he's not spiritual, and they called on him to pray. Oh, and there for a minute I thought, oh boy. See, you're trying to get him to look like you think he should. What I'm trying to tell you, he is not going to respond with the emotion and the fervor that you would. And leave him alone. You're a hindrance. Well, they called on him to pray. And two sentences out, this is the truth. This has actually happened. Two sentences. He said two sentences in English. He's praying in English. You know, when they call on you to pray, they probably want you to pray in English. Two sentences out, the people rose to their feet and started shouting. I mean, he nailed that problem by the Holy Ghost. He just put a nail right in the board. Bam! And the people knew it. They asked, it was a particular problem, particular dilemma for a particular person. They asked him to pray. His first sentence was brilliant, and his second sentence was beyond understanding. And the people rose to their feet. And if you'd have asked me, could he have done that, I'd have said no. Because I'm measuring him by what I have seen. Yet God, who x-rays, saw behind that calm demeanor is the fervor of the power of God. See, you ladies need to put your yardstick away.